Airbnb.
I hosted on Airbnb 9 years ago for the first time, but I'm doing it again this year because I got a trip to France in the summer and a trip to the tropics over Christmas.
All right, Jack, besides those humble brags, both of those trips, what are you going to do with your place, man? What are you doing with it?
For both of those trips, I'm putting my place on Airbnb.
Because now there's an obvious benefit to hosting on Airbnb. It's financial.
I'm putting the money from my Airbnb revenue towards my plane tickets for both of those flights.
All right, so it's incredible. Instead of your place just sitting empty while you're on vacation, you're going to earn a little extra money while you're away. It's a win-win.
Truly. And setting my schedule as a host on Airbnb is so convenient. Airbnb has easy-to-use features that allow me to update my calendar, so I host exactly when I want to host.
Yeah, Eddie's, if you live somewhere you already have an Airbnb, Airbnb it.
Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. This podcast is supported by FedEx.
FedEx offers picture proof of delivery, packageless and paperless returns, as well as weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. on Saturday and 50% on Sunday.
See the FedEx service guide for delivery information.
FedEx Ground service is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See what FedEx can do for your business.
Absolutely. Positively. FedEx.
Canva.
6 years ago, Nick and I were designing the pitch deck for our media company.
Yeah, we didn't want it to look like some amateur college PowerPoint. We wanted to impress investors. So we made our first pitch deck on Canva.
Canva is the easy-to-use online design platform for presentations, social media posts, physical flyers, anything you can design.
Canva turns you into a digital Da Vinci, delighting your audience with design.
They got these color palettes that you can use. It makes your work look beautiful.
We used presentation templates that were available for free and then customized them for our company.
And guess what? That summer, we sold that company, Market Snacks, thanks to the deck we built with Canva.
Oh, and funny thing, we still use Canva today for all our design projects.
So Yetis, start designing today at canva.com.
Canva, designed for work.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And this is Snacks Daily. It is Thursday, the new Friday, August 19th.
Second to last pod before our vacation.
Jack, the S&P 500, does it have a milestone we can talk about?
Yes.
Yeah.
It has reached a point that is double as high as the bottom of the March 2020 stock market crash.
Billy Mays here, twice the stocks, half the value.
Oh, and Snackers, before we go off to vacay, if you haven't clicked to follow us on Spotify, Apple, Google Podcasts, wherever you listen, please do.
Yeah, you should do that because it does some good stuff for everybody.
Or leave us a review while we're gone.
Yeah.
We read these things.
We're going to do it on vacation. It's going to be fun. In the meantime, today's pod, honestly, the best one we've ever done, Jack. TBOY.
For our first story, TikTok has passed Facebook. It was the most downloaded app in the world in 2020 and so far this year.
Snackers, meet TikTok's newest investor, China's government. Okay.
For our second story, the Apple Store of cannabis just married the Farmer Joe of cannabis.
Oh, you can't make this up. We love it. It's a Hugh Grant, Julia Roberts situation. That's what we got, Jack.
Third and final story, Maven just became the first women's health startup to a $1 billion valuation.
Ding, 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 Jack. We got ourselves round two of the battle of the benefits.
Snackers, before we hit those three great stories.
I really meant what I said, Jack. This is the best one we've ever done.
The bad news in chicken is chicken wing drama.
Yeah, we shouldn't have led with that. Wing prices, Snackers, they're still ridiculously expensive.
The good news in chicken is dinosaur nuggets.
Dinosaur nuggets. Dinosaur chicken nuggets. Like animal crackers, but not crackers. They're nuggets.
And not animals. They're dinosaurs.
No, it's like the other white meat. That's what this is.
The Jurassic period ended 145 million years ago.
Is that all it was?
But right now is the golden era of dino nuggets.
Snackers, according to the Wall Street Journal, dino nuggets are booming right now.
In our opinion, this isn't just a food. Dino nuggets are art.
Jack, you said it so perfectly. Purdue's chicken, they have a design department whipping up these dino nuggets.
They got an intern shaping the brontosaurus neck just so.
Jack, have you seen the T-Rex arms? It's a modern day Michelangelo situation.
They're working on a tasteful nude pterodactyl nugget.
Oh yeah. But the holy grail here, Jack, is the triceratops. It really is.
Oh, true. Yeah. The three horns. I mean, physics just renders it impossible.
No one's done that. But Snackers, it's not just the design. Dino nuggets are perfect for chicken suppliers.
Because any leftover part of chicken you got left over can become the arm of a pterodactyl nugget.
Actually, it's a wing.
And Dino Nuggets are perfect for the retailer selling them.
Yeah, because you just stick it in the freezer. It's a Dino Nugget. It's not a prime rib.
No expiration date. If they sell, they sell. If they don't, they don't.
But Jack, the most important part for us, can we talk about how they're highly conducive to dipping the Dino Nuggets?
You dip the Dino once.
Yeah.
You can dip it again.
The ketchup to carb ratio on Iguanosaurus, unprecedented.
Snackers, our last CTA before we get to the stars, spit out whatever you're eating right now.
And toast to the Dino Nugget.
Let's hit our 3 stars.
You're tuned in to Snacks Daily. We spoke to the lawyers and we got to get something legal out the way. The snacks about to hear ain't food, it's ear candy. They don't reflect the views of the Robin Hood family. It's all informational, just so you know. We're not recommending any securities.
Nope.
It's not a research report or investment advice. Not an offer or sale of a security.
Right.
Snacks is digestible. Business news for you. Robin Hood Financial, LLC. Member FINRA /SIPC.
For our first story, just as TikTok passes Facebook as the number one downloaded app in the world, this happened.
China's government goes and gets involved.
I mean, Jack, last year, like the theme, 50 times President Trump, remember he tried to ban TikTok?
Yeah, we had to cover it 50 times.
Yeah, it was a lot of times.
Back then, TikTok was adamant that they had no relationship with the Chinese government, so you got nothing to worry about.
TikTok's like, President Xi Hu, never heard of him.
Right. TikTok tried to comfort nervous Americans by letting an American based in America be the CEO of TikTok.
Beijing? What's Beijing? Never been.
That CEO was Kevin Meyer, but he quit. And the new TikTok CEO is not an American, and he's not based in America.
And TikTok also said there is no connection between TikTok and the Chinese government, pinky swear.
That is also not the case anymore. That is objectively false now.
Hey, Jack, how about we introduce the wild new investor in TikTok? Step on down.
China's government.
Yeah, China's government. They actually just took a 1% ownership stake in a key subsidiary of ByteDance, and ByteDance is the company that owns TikTok.
The subsidiary is called ByteDance Beijing, and China's government took 1% ownership and one of the company's 3 board seats.
Ooh, a little bit of double dipping going on. And when you're on the board is, you know, the CEO's boss. So must be nice.
Now, ByteDance Beijing doesn't directly control TikTok. They're sister companies. They're brother and sister.
Yeah, they are.
ByteDance Beijing controls TikTok's Chinese equivalent app.
So officially, China's government can't give orders to TikTok CEO.
But unofficially, we've seen recently China's government crack down real hard on all Chinese tech companies.
So Jack, like if China asked TikTok to rename to Xi Xi,
why would they do that?
In honor of President Xi, seems like a nice thing to do. Would TikTok say no?
We'll let you decide, Snackers.
Or would they say no, no?
According to The Guardian, TikTok has bowed to China before. They already changed content in the TikTok app to appease the Chinese government.
Which leads directly to the takeaway. So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at TikTok?
TikTok's algorithm is way more powerful than Twitter's or Instagram's.
And that is the extra reason why US politicians are like so freaking out about TikTok right now.
Think about your experience in your Instagram feed. The algorithm feeds you pictures of accounts that you've already liked and you've already followed.
Yeah, pretty much your buddy Timmy spending all his time in Montauk.
TikTok's a little different. TikTok's algorithm anticipates what you will like and shows you completely new videos from accounts you've never even heard of.
You're not going to see your buddy Timmy. You're going to be seeing something way more interesting.
In fact, according to the Wall Street Journal, 95% of your TikTok viewing experience is created by TikTok's algorithm, which is one of the best recommendation algorithms in the world.
And that's new content that you're seeing. 95% of it chosen by TikTok, not by whom you chose to follow.
That's why there's this big concern that TikTok will slowly feed American users posts that further China's national interests.
And that is why Senator Marco Rubio just called on President Biden to ban TikTok yesterday.
Another TikTok bandwagon like last year could be coming down the road.
For our second story, the OG cannabis stock Tilray is buying a minority stake in MedMen.
That's right. A marijuana producer now owns a chain of 24 weed stores across the USA.
There you go. Tilray, one of the big 4 Canadian cannabis companies producing and selling in 20 countries. You know the other 3, by the way, right?
Cronos, Aurora, Canopy.
It's the Maple Leafs, the Canucks, and the Oilers, actually.
Well done, Nick.
Yeah, if you know, you know.
But it's publicly traded in Canada because recreational marijuana has been legal there since 2018.
But Jack and I were looking at the charts, and Tilray stock has done basically nothing for years because U.S. legalization hasn't happened.
18 American states have legalized marijuana, but it's still an illegal substance in the eyes of the FBI, the TSA, and the 32 other states.
But here's what Jack and I find fascinating about Tilray. Tilray isn't crying about it. They're making moves.
Yes, Tilray just acquired the right to own a minority stake in MedMen.
Yeah, Snackers, if that rings a bell, it's because we covered MedMen back in June 2019. And Jack, I think we called it like the Apple Store of weed. Is that what we went with?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Today, they have a retail network of 24 stores to buy marijuana products in six states where it's legal.
Okay, so we've got ourselves a Notting Hill situation here. We got a Julia Roberts, kind of the front end, MedMen. And then we've got Hugh Grant on the back end, Tilray.
I don't think you should put Hugh Grant in the back. You want to put him in the front, that pretty face.
He deserves more. That's why this is such a great couple, Jack.
And we call MedMen the Apple Store of weed because they got the famous minimalist wooden tables that you know and the glass walls in the front that every Apple Store has.
Yeah, one sec, Jack. That's straight out of the Pacific Northwest, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it is. You can walk into a MedMen store, talk to Ivan, figure out the right product, and walk out with a creatively named edible.
Yeah, Ivan's dressed in the MedMen tee. He's holding a tablet. He's ready to help you.
Now, MedMen's got a great Apple-like situation, but sales are declining because their bet on federal legalization in the U.S. just hasn't happened.
And that's why Julia kind of needs you as much as you need Julia. So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over in the cannabis industry?
Great opportunities require great preparation.
So Tilray is planting the weeds for U.S. legalization.
Tilray thinks it's a when, not an if, situation of legalization.
Well, the Senate Majority Leader did introduce a bill to legalize marijuana, and a majority of Americans want the U.S. to legalize marijuana.
But until that happens, Tilray, MedMen, other cannabis stocks, they're probably going to stay pretty chill and low.
Yeah. And funny thing, Jack, and I noticed that the Tilray CEO said about this very deal.
He said, ultimately, once legalization happens in the U.S.,
MedMen gives Tilray a retail brand to sell across the country in style.
The next step to finish out this retail situation, maybe Tilray buys a weed delivery startup.
Interesting, because Tilray is planting the weed seeds for legalization. For our third and final story, women's virtual health clinic, Maven, just hit $1 billion valuation.
It's the first women's and family health company to do so.
Oh, and by the way, congrats to Oprah and Reese Witherspoon. We don't know if you're listening.
They're both investors in this company, and they both, like anything they're touching, turns to gold.
They're going to be okay. They're going to be okay, Jack.
Well, Snackers, if you're family planning...
You just planned a family, didn't you? You did the family planning.
It ain't over. Now it's the execution phase.
Yeah, you're in the execution phase. It's planning and then you execute. Seems like a two-parter.
If you've had a kid or are thinking about having kids, you may be well-versed in IVF, fertility, miscarriage, postpartum depression, childcare.
And IVF, I've heard, can cost like $50,000 to do that.
It's a doozy. And these are huge family responsibilities that tend to fall more on women than on men.
They do, which is why Maven launched in 2014 to help. It's a virtual health clinic. Perfect timing.
Maven's got telemedicine services and care advocates who know what it's like to be 29-year-old associate Martina who's trying to have a kid.
All right, Jack, we should share a little bit about our style here. When Jack and I jump in Snackstop, we look at the financials, we look at the numbers, and then we jump into the website. And the website for Maven, it's sweet green green.
It's between forest green and mint green, aka sweet green.
But here's the thing, Snackers. The menu of what's offered at Maven, it isn't like squash and spinach and six types of kale.
It's healthcare.
Yeah, it's healthcare. It's healthcare specifically for women.
Maven lets you connect in-app with a fertility consultant or postpartum in-app with someone to talk childcare.
But while focusing on women, they've also gone broad. So like they're offering connections to OBGYNs and career coaches and egg freezing networks. So a wide variety.
Critical to their success is this sad pandemic stat, the economic she session.
That's the first thing Jack and I thought of as soon as we heard of this Maven fundraise.
The pandemic hurt female workers more than it hurt male workers.
Yeah, It's a fact. This is wild, but like nearly twice as many women than men had to leave the workforce last year.
Yeah, because you're trying to nail presentation to corporate, but you're also unfairly expected to set up your kids' Zoom into school situation.
So when it comes to Maven, right now they're mainly a B2B, a business-to-business business.
They sell to companies, and then those companies offer Maven to all of their employees.
But Snackers, here's the situation right now. So women have been quitting the workforce in record numbers last year.
But Maven membership surged by 5x last year.
Interesting. Also, offices couldn't retain women last year.
But the Maven product could.
So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Maven?
The next stage in the battle of the benefits, it's not recruiting, it's retention.
10 million women use Maven, but they're the users, not the customers. Microsoft, L'Oreal, Snapchat, those are Maven's customers.
And it appears that Maven's postpartum support, offering that to Team Snapchat, will keep you on Team Snapchat.
Yeah, so like the key to attracting you to a new job, maybe like a cash bonus or like a free gym membership they throw your way.
But keeping you at the job you're already at,
yeah,
that could require a perk that's deeper, a longer-term benefit for the whole you.
Yeah, and Jack, looking at the roster, the menu here, access to Maven, it isn't like a one-off perk.
It's a resource to help you start a family and raise a family while keeping a job.
The next stage in the battle of the benefits, we don't think it's recruiting. It's retention. Jack, can you whip up the takeaways for us for the new Friday?
TikTok's sister company is now part owned and controlled by the Chinese government.
Yeah, TikTok's incredibly powerful algorithm, that makes this extra concerning.
Even though the U.S. hasn't legalized weed, Tilray just invested in Mad Men.
Because great opportunities require great preparation.
Third and final story. By the way, I just said Mad Men. I meant Med Men.
They both kind of work. I mean, it's a spinoff.
Maven is the first women's focused health company to hit $1 billion valuation.
The next battle of the benefits, we think it's retention, not recruiting. Now time for our snack fact of the day. This one sent in from the vocal cords of Hera Vargas. Hera, take it away.
Hey, Snackers. My name is Hera Vargas from Houston, Texas. Did you know the dog Chihuahua was named after the state of Chihuahua in Mexico? The largest state in the country. The dog was first noted in the 19th century, and it was usually kept by the Toltecs, a local Indian tribe. I was actually born and raised in Chihuahua, and no, the state is not flooded with Chihuahua dogs running loose all over the place.
You know, Nick,
yeah.
River is part Chihuahua. We 23'd a meter.
That's what I love about River. She's so open about her puppy, Jeanette.
Who's a good girl?
Who's a good girl? Snackers, you look fantastic. Remember, we want to see your reviews, your 5-star ratings, and your 5-star ratings. We can't wait to see you.
Nick and I will see you tomorrow.
Can't wait, Jack. And before we go, Parker Garrett in Washington just got his pilot's license.
You know, we have a shortage of pilots.
Yeah, we do. Also, N.A.'s Ross, also a snacker, got a driver's license in Hong Kong.
Congratulations. And happy birthday and happy promotion to Twanda in Rochester, New York.
And John, happy birthday and happy 11th wedding anniversary in Shillington, Pennsylvania.
Let's hit these double shout outs. Happy birthday to Brittany Frederick, who does logistics in Chicago.
Zaid Alarish, happy birthday, also in Chicago, uncertain about the logistics.
And Kevin Goodwin in Washington, D.C.
And Kyle Russell in the other Rochester, Minnesota.
Cassidy Case, good luck starting sophomore year at ASU.
Brandon Martin, good luck wrapping up with the graduation in Arizona.
Congratulations to David and Jalen Gruzer, who just had a baby girl, Hazel, in Nashville, Tennessee.
And happy belated anniversary to Jack and Alex right here. It was like 2 days ago. How did we not talk about this? It was fantastic.
Thank you. We went to Daedalus,
yeah.
Great wine bar. And guess what, Snackers? I get surprised mid-meal with an epic charcuterie, courtesy of Nick and Mom.
I mean, Jack, this is how I know you. You don't do champagne. You do dried meats.
It was a phenomenal spread.
Now that, if you know, you know.
This is Jack, Nick on Stock of Apple. Robinhood Snacks newsletters and podcasts reflect the opinions of only the authors, who are associated persons of Robinhood Financial LLC, and do not reflect the views of Robinhood Markets Inc. or any of its subsidiaries or affiliates. They are meant for informational purposes only and are not a recommendation to buy or sell any security, cryptocurrency, or investment strategy in any account. This is not an offer or sale of a security, not a research report, and is not intended to serve as the basis for any investment decision. Any third-party information provided therein does not reflect the views of Robinhood Markets, Inc., Robinhood Financial LLC, or any of their subsidiaries or affiliates. All investments involve risk, including loss of principal, and past performance does not guarantee future results. Robinhood Financial LLC, member FINRA, SIPC.
Did you guys get a tasteful nude pterodactyl? I was hoping you
did. I did. It was great because you just kind of rolled into it. I thought that was great.
If you like The Best One Yet, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
And before you go, tell us a little bit about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
We want to get to know you.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.